Jesus invited three of his disciples to climb a mountain with him. You remember that disciples are people who want to learn from Jesus and help Jesus with his work. These three disciples were Peter, James, and John. And they had been busy in their fishing boats and with their fishing nets before Jesus called them to come and go with him. And now here they were climbing way up the top of a tall mountain. They walked and they walked until they couldn't see any villages or any other people anywhere. The only sounds they could hear were the sound of the wind and the sound of the birds chirping and the sound of their own feet on the dusty path and maybe their own breath in their ears, because the higher they got, the more they had to work and the harder they were breathing. When they came to the top, Peter and James and John were really happy to stop and take a rest and catch their breath. Then they looked at Jesus and they saw that something was really different. Jesus was shining. It was like he had a light inside of him. His face was as bright as the sun, and his clothes were gleaming so brightly that they could hardly bear to look at him. And then it seemed like the air all around him started to shimmer, and they noticed that there were two more people had arrived there on the top of the mountain. Standing right near Jesus was Moses, the great leader from a long, long time ago, who used to get such a shiny face from talking to God, people couldn't bear to look at it, and they would make him put a veil over his face. And standing there also was Elijah, a prophet who had been so faithful to God that he had been escorted into heaven by a chariot of blazing fire. Well, Peter saw this, and he had more love and reverence for Jesus than he'd ever had before. And he said, "Lord, let me make you a shelter here while you visit with Moses and Elijah." Because Peter was thinking, well, they need to be protected from the wind and from the sun while they talk. But while Peter was still speaking, suddenly everything got even brighter. But it was a misty kind of brightness. A gleaming cloud had come and surrounded the top of the mountain. And a new voice began to speak. It was a voice like thunder. The disciples could feel it inside their bodies. And the voice said, "This is my precious and beloved child. He does everything and says everything I ask him to. He's representing me. I'm very satisfied with what he's doing. You should listen to him." Well, the disciples had never heard a voice like this, and they'd never seen such brightness. They fell on the ground with their faces in the dust. They were stunned and shaking. But then they felt Jesus touching their back, saying to them, "Get up, don't be afraid." And when they dared to peek up at him, they saw that he was back to normal. He looked the same as always now. Moses was gone and Elijah was gone. He said, "Come on now, get up. We're going to go back down the mountain together." Well, as they walked along, Peter and James and John began to ask questions. They had so many questions about what had happened there on the top of the mountain. And Jesus tried to answer their questions, but he also said to them, "When we get back to the bottom of the mountain, I don't want you to tell anybody what happened up here, at least not yet. The time for telling this story is going to come later." Well, if he didn't want them to say anything, then Peter and James and John would respect his wishes. But they knew that they were never going to forget that amazing light, and they were never going to forget the words that they heard when the voice of God said, "This is my beloved child. I am pleased with him. Listen to him." We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Kehlani, can you reach Zachary's hand? And then maybe Angelina. Oh, we got it. Okay, good. Gracious God, we are here today to listen to Jesus. So we thank you for our church and for our Sunday school class and for our teachers who help us to learn your way and your truth. And when your light dazzles our eyes, please help us, God, to grow in faith. Amen.